The next patient is Thomas Lang. The last name is L-A-N-G. Thomas is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 69-year-old male that has a chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, all of this has been under control. That could be a contributory factor for nephrosclerosis. In the laboratory workup, the patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is 369, a protein creatinine ratio that is 694, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine of 1.6 with an estimated eGFR that is similar to the prior determinations, 43 ml per minute. This patient has been on Farxiga, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Number two, the patient has atrial fibrillation, is treated with the administration of Eliquis 2.5 milligrams PO every 12 hours, and has evidence of anemia in the latest in the latest determination that wasn't in December the 28th of 2022, the patient has a hemoglobin of 10.3 with hematocrit of 31. And the most likely situation is that he's iron deficient. The patient goes to the cancer center, get infusions of iron. Fecal globin by immunochemistry was done on November 18 of 2022 and was reported positive. For that reason, we are going to refer the case to GI Dr. Ferretti for further Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, Ferretti, for further management. The patient is advised to continue going to the cancer center for iron infusions. Following number of hyperuricemia treated with allopurinol. Following number hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading is 150 over 68. Re-evaluation in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and the documentation 8 minutes.